Once again, Madam Speaker, as Minister of Health, Wellness and the Environment, I welcome the Senator's question about HPV infection and the HPV vaccination program in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, as it gives me another opportunity to remind Vincentians about the cervical cancer, the reason for our interest in HPV and HPV vaccines. Cervical cancer is a largely preventable disease that is causing undue sickness and death of our women. It is the human papilloma virus. In 2024, 17 women were diagnosed with cervical cancer in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This number is an 88.9% increase over cases diagnosed in 2023. Nine cases in 2023. In 2020, eight women were diagnosed with cervical cancer, eight in 2021 and 11 in 2022. The five-year prevalence of cervical cancer in St. Vincent and the Grenadines 2020 to 2024 is 14.7%. That should be 14.7 per 10,000 Vincentian women. Sadly, Madam Speaker, in that same period, 2020 to 2024, we lost 44 women to cervical cancer. In 2020, six women died, three in 2021, nine in 2022, 11 in 2023, and 15 in 2025. So this is a very important disease in all these circumstances.
25, you said?
Hello?
25 thus far?
So far.
Yeah, today?
Yes, so far. The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is committed to empowering all women in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and their families to live lives as free as possible of the scourge of cervical cancer through strong preventative, early detection and curative palliative initiatives. Through the implementation of our cervical cancer elimination program, because we do have a program, we intend to ensure that by 2030, 90% of girls are immunized against HPV infection by age 15. Years and years of research and real-world evidence support the effectiveness of immunizing persons, girls and boys, at a very early age against HPV infection. The recommended age is between 9 years and 13 years, early enough so that it is before any exposure through close contact, including sexual contact, so as to reduce the likelihood of being infected by the HPV virus. In 2015, the Ministry of Health joined with PAHO, that's the Pan-American Health Organization, to conduct an HPV prevalence of high-risk types in women 30 years of age and older in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and St. Kitts and Nevis. Their study revealed that 30% of the participants were determined to have high-risk HPV and therefore at greater risk for cervical cancer between 30 and 65 years old, which is extremely high for our population. The ministry responded to this study by introducing the HPV vaccine and promoting pap smears in postnatal clinics. You know, we have a number of postnatal clinics throughout the country. Unfortunately, the HPV vaccine was met with significant negative forces, which severely reduced its uptake. In addition to that, you know, we have a vaccine hesitancy problem in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and exacerbated since the pandemic. The Ministry of Health, however, remained committed and has redoubled efforts to increase awareness about cervical cancer and the preventative role of the readily available HPV vaccine to provide screening services, including HPV testing, to commence by October 2025 and to increase treatment options, both locally and in our CARICOM neighbors. HPV is transmitted through sexual contact. As such, the vaccine's is most effective when administered before individuals are exposed to the virus, typically before the onset of sexual activity. PAHO affirms, and I quote, HPV vaccines are most effective when administered before individuals become sexually active and are exposed to the virus. The recommended target group for routine vaccination is girls aged 9 to 14 years, and that's part of the problem that we're facing, getting the pushback from parents and from other members of the society. That's prior to the sexual debut. Children aged 9 to 13 mount a stronger immune response to the vaccine, offering longer lasting protection. And you ask why this particular age group. WHO and PAHO recommend a two-dose regimen for the age group, which has been proven highly effective. Hence the inclusion of the HPV vaccine as a routine vaccine on our schedule. Despite our efforts in education and awareness, parental concerns remain at an all-time high. A persistent barrier to vaccine uptake is the concern among some parents that vaccinating girls in particular at an early age may be perceived as encouraging sexual activity or indicating that a child is already sexually active. However, scientific evidence strongly refutes this claim. PAHO states, and I quote again, there is no evidence that HPV vaccination is associated with increased sexual activity or early initiation of sexual behavior. The vaccine is a preventative measure, not a signal of readiness for sexual activity, unquote. Delaying the vaccine until after sexual initiation greatly reduces the effectiveness, as HPV is often acquired soon after sexual debut. Vaccination at the recommended age protects children before they are at risk. You ask about the target population and the extent of the vaccination. Target population 9 to 13, between 2024 and 2025, we had, in 2024, we had males 8% vaccinated, females 8% vaccinated. As I refer back to what I said about vaccine hesitancy and St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the sensitivity surrounding this whole thing. HPV vaccines have been available in the public health system and are given on demand. And I emphasize that because we do not go around the country forcing people to take this vaccine. More recently, our healthcare teams have been engaging parents, teachers, children, and the churches to remind and then re-engage on the importance of the HPV vaccine. We have seen a significant increase in the uptake of the HPV vaccine and will continue to work with individuals to protect our population. I'm obliged.